And so we're going to do it by YouTube and just go forward with things.
I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. You may be seated. Good morning, everybody. My name is Wayne Curry. I'm one of the elders here at Mooreanville Alliance Church, and really glad to be here today. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box in the back that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mooreanvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery and Ark Sunday School will be dismissed after the singing time this morning. Sunday school for age 4 to grade 5, and nursery is infant to 3 years old. Youth group is on Wednesday at 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the church. Many of our home groups are beginning again. The ladies group is on Wednesday at 9:30 a.m. at the church. Men's group is on Tuesday at 7 p.m. at the church. A new group called the Bible Course is starting Wednesday, January 24th at 7 p.m. in the location at the Gillies home. There is a sign-up sheet for this new group at the Welcome Center. The Book of Revelation will restart this Thursday, January 18th at 7 p.m. location at the Curry's home. Our annual meeting will be on Sunday, January 28th after the service. You will find the reports in your mailboxes or at the Welcome Center. We will also be having soup and pie this day on the 28th, and there's a sign up for what you can bring at the Welcome Center also. If you'd like prayer at the if you'd like prayer today, there will be people at the back corner that will pray with you. Thank you.
He lives all honor Silence is the enemy. Let praise be a weapon that conquers all anxiety. Let it rise. Let praise arise. We see your name in the dark and it changes everything. We sing with all we are and we claim your victory. Let it sounds like. We praise you, we praise you. This is what living looks like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what heaven sounds like. We praise you, we praise you. This is what living looks like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what heaven sounds like. We praise you, we praise you. This is what living looks like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what heaven sounds like. We praise you, we praise you. We see you break down every wall. We watch the giants fall. We cannot survive when we praise you. The God of victory's on our side. Forever lift in light. With all creation crying.
Overwhelming, never end. presses me down, fights till I'm fine, leaves at 99. I could earn it, not don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Your foe, still your love fought for me. You have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. You have been so, so kind to me.
We're now going to dismiss our kids for Sunday school, and we encourage you to greet each other. Good morning. The reason that we used music videos that show summertime is to give you hope that this might eventually happen, that we might see warmth again. This morning, I'm not sure how many calls I got. Lewis, my vehicle isn't starting. I'm not going anywhere. And so, like I said, that's what happened to our musicians. And so we're glad Ernie was able to put something together. This morning, we're going to use Lamentations to guide our prayers. Let's pray. Thanksgiving, we're encouraged in Lamentations 3, verse 22 to 24 with these words. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I'll hope in him. How has God's faithfulness, love, and mercy marked your life this week? Quietly now, let us thank him for the amazing things he's done for each of us. God, thank you that you're ever present. You make things new and fresh each morning. You are all we need. In you alone we find our hope. Supplication, Lamentations 3, 25, 26. The Lord is good to those who depend on him, to those who search for him. So it's good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. We come before him now quietly, expectantly, knowing he cares about all the concerns and troubles we experience. Let us bring our request before him. God, we trust in your goodness. We depend on you entirely. As we lift up these silent requests before it, we wait for you to act. Adoration, Lamentations 5:19. It celebrates with these words, but the Lord, you remain the same forever. Your throne continues from generation to generation. Let us worship God who reigns forever and ever. And then in Lamentations 3:40-42, confession. It reminds us, instead, let us test and examine our ways. Let us turn back to the Lord. Let us lift up our hearts and hands to God in heaven and say, we've sinned and rebelled. God longs to forgive and restore us to himself, no matter what we've done. Let us lift our hearts and hands to God, acknowledging our sins, turning from them, and seeking his forgiveness. God, we want to keep our hearts soft and our eyes on you daily. We bring some of these requests for Elaine and Herb, for Matthew and Trina, Evelyn and Leona, for Roman and Lori, Neville and Marcia, for Taylor and Rebecca, for Diane, for Betty, for Anne, for Rowena and Landon and family, and some of the places around the world, Morocco, Mozambique, for Israel, Palestine, Gaza, Lebanon, the Ukraine, Iran, Sudan. For Canada, United States, we pray for peace and healing in our own land. And then God, all the things that weigh us down, that are greater than what we can bear. We give this to you, our good God who loves us and cares about all the things that are happening in our lives. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Good morning. Reading the 130th Psalm. Out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul does wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waits for the Lord, more than the watchman for the morning. Indeed, more than the watchman for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is loving kindness, and with him is abundant redemption, and he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities.
Jesus bled and died for me. I see his wounds, his heavenly feet, my Savior on the cursed tree. His body bound, entrenched in of the Lord.
You may be seated.